Shortly after Duff's drink was delivered to him, two men came into the saloon. Once they were inside, they separated. A big bearded man went to one end of the bar, while the smaller of the two, who had a handlebar mustache but no beard, went to the opposite end. Both of them appeared to take no notice of Duff, but he couldn't help but notice himself that both were studying him in the mirror. Now, to most people, the fact that those two men had come in together and taken up positions far apart from each other would mean nothing. But for Duff, it activated a little signal of alarm. He had the feeling they were setting up an ambush, and he had an even stronger feeling that he was the target. Deliberately and unobtrusively as he possibly could, Duff slid his pistol out of his holster, then held it on his lap under the table. He had never developed the skill of the fast draw, which seemed to be prized by all Westerners, but did whatever needed to be done to give him an even chance anytime he was forced into a confrontation. For that reason, he held the pistol on his lap. He had one additional advantage, one that required no manipulation of the situation in order for it to be effective. He was an exceptionally accurate shot, and his prowess extended with equal skill to the pistol and the long gun. Even as he wondered about the strange behavior of the two men who had just come in, the same man who'd left a few minutes earlier returned and walked right to the center of the bar.
"You left your beer more than half full last time you was here, mister. I can replace it if you'd like, but it's going to cost you the price of a new beer."
"I'll do my drinking after."
"After?"
"After me and this feller over here finish up with our business."
The man turned to face Duff.
"Would you be the Scotsman they call Duff McAllister?"
"Hey, Duff McAllister, 'tis my name."
"Well, Mr. Duff McAllister, my name is Deacus Pollard and I'm calling you out now."
Duff noticed that neither of the two men who'd come in just before Pollard had moved. In fact, they seemed to be studying their beer, which seemed very strange given the possibility that they might be in the line of fire.
"Mr. Pollard, would you be for telling why you wish to pick this fight with me?"
"What difference does it make? You'll be dead in another couple minutes, and once you're dead, how or why you was killed won't make no difference at all."
"Ah, so you are a philosopher as well as a gunman. I found that philosophers are some of the most interesting men I've ever encountered. 'Tis a shame I'm gonna have to kill you."
"I ain't the one that's gonna be killed. You see, I got me what you might call an edge."
"An edge, you say? Do you think that's fair?"
"Fair? What do you mean, fair, you damn fool? I'm here to kill you. Fair ain't got nothing to do with it."
"Well, in that case, I shall feel nae compunction about acquiring my own edge. And you'll have nae cause for complaint, seeing as you have already established the parameters for our tete-a-tete."
"For a what?"
"Oh, you're right. Tete-a-tete would nae be the correct word, would it? I mean, of course, because a tete-a-tete normally refers to a head-to-head encounter between two people, and 'tis obvious that isn't to be the case here."
"I got no idea what you're talking about."
"Oh, no. No matter. This is a life-or-death situation, wouldn't you agree?"
"Yeah."
"And in a life-or-death situation, one should take every advantage, should they not?"
"Yeah."
"Oh, I'm glad to hear you say that. Oh, and you two gents standing at either end of the bar, I suspect that you're a part of this. If you are, you will die along with Mr. Pollard. If you aren't, then you need to leave now while you can."
"Draw!"
Duff didn't squeeze the trigger until Pollard had his gun in hand.
"What the hell? Where'd that gun come from?"
The big bearded man standing at the bar put his hands up, as did the smaller man standing at the opposite end of the bar.
"Don't shoot! Don't shoot! We ain't in on this."
"Well, the two of you be good enough to take your guns out of your holsters and lay them on the bar."
"Why? I told you, we ain't going to do nothing."
"I'll nae be asking again."
"All right. All right. I'm a-doing it."
The bearded man slowly drew his pistol to put it on the bar, and the other man followed suit.
"Now, Mr. Jones, if you would be so good as to remove the bullets from the two guns, I'd appreciate it."
Nippy did so.
"Now, if you two gentlemen would be for joining me, I'd like to buy you a drink."
"You want to buy us a drink?"
"Aye."
"Why?"
Have you ever heard the expression, keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer?